Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to two openings, please, this morning, John chapter 13, and also we'll be turning right over a page or so to the 15th chapter. John 13 and 34. Jesus is speaking. He said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another." What is the new commandment? That we love who? Who's the one another? Fellow Christian. We are to care about the unsaved, but that's not specifically what this verse said. We are to love each other, fellow Christians. How are we to love each other? As He loved and loves us. Well, then we got to find out how He loves us. Right? And we must receive the love He has toward us before we're in a position to love our brother and sister. We've given you some great truths already about love, and that was the first one we camped on and talked about, is that you must receive love to give love. You can't give what you don't have. If you don't have money, you can't give money. If you don't have things, you can't give things. Well, if you haven't received love, you're not in a position to give love. If you won't let God love you, if you won't receive the love of God, then you're not going to be loving other people like you're supposed to. And many have not understood that. They think, well, I'm a good mother. I'm a good father. I love my kids with all my heart. But I don't like myself, and I don't love my husband or wife, and you know, but I love my kids. No, you're crippled in loving your kids. If you don't love God, and you don't let God love you, and you don't let other people love you, you're crippled. You cut yourself off. Your giving is limited to your receiving. The way you receive is the way you give, and vice versa. And this is how you can tell that you're receiving the love of God. If you're receiving the love of God, you come to love yourself. Because you'll see yourself through His eyes. Amen. Amen. And He loves you. Yes. The amazing thing is He knows you. And He still loves you. Amen. Amen. And we love you. We do. I had it come up in my heart during the praise time, and I'm going to say it. And if it applies to you, receive it. If it's somebody that's not here, maybe you could tell them. But sometimes if people mess up, or, you know, they don't get their way or something, or they know that we find out that they messed up on something, because of their pride, they quit coming. And they think, well, I know they don't care about us anymore. That's not true. I said, that's not true. Amen. I don't care how you've messed up. We still care about you. Yeah. We still love you. Yes. We still want you to be a part. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to let you do just anything you want to do. Amen. Huh? Amen. That doesn't mean we're going to just do everything you think we ought to do. Amen. But we want to do what's best for you. And we want to help you. But don't believe the lies of the devil. Well, you know, I messed up, so they don't like me anymore. That's a lie. Yes. I said, that's a lie. We believe in people being able to start over. Amen. Do you?
Yes.
We believe in people being able to have a fresh start.
Amen.
Get it right. And if God's forgiven you and you're cleansed, that's good enough for me.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Then I got nothing against you. And it's not about what you did. It's about what we're going to do now.
Amen.
And if you're serious and you love God and you want to serve God, hey, I'm with you. We'll help you any way we can. So don't, if you know somebody that thinks that way, tell them that they're believing a lie, that that's not true. We don't write anybody off.
Amen.
And we can have more than one friend.
Amen.
How about you? Can you have more than one friend?
Amen.
Yeah, sometimes I've actually had people say, well, now, you know, if you're going to fellowship with that bunch, you know, I don't know about you hanging with us. Well, that's a problem. Yeah. I said, that's a problem. Phyllis and I stood up in our kitchen, it was the first house that we owned in Tulsa. And we had just come back where we had spoken in a Baptist church not too long before that, and I had spoken in a Pentecostal church. And what was that church up in New England? Presbyterian. And not charismatic Presbyterian. I was the first guest speaker they had in that church outside their denomination in 50-something years. It was a big old stone cathedral type, you know, with the stained glass. And it was very structured. And they had committees for their committees. Very interesting. Toward the end of my time there, the pastor looked at me. He said, you know, maybe we've got too many committees. And I wanted to say, yeah, you do. But I didn't say anything. But the Lord blessed us there. And I mean, when I first got there, I wondered, what am I doing here? I mean, how'd these people even find out about me? But man, we loved each other. And I respected them and they respected me. We had some people healed. We had some people got filled with the Spirit. And that was all very low key. And the pastor and I stood outside those big, huge stone steps as the people filed out after the Sunday morning. And it was so cute. I mean, there were, ladies that had been going there for I don't know how many years. And they shook my hand and they pulled up real close and they said, he said, I was healed last night. Just real quiet, you know. And you know, I thought, praise God. They went on. As we got back, you know, I've had some people ask me before, well, why'd you go there? Or why'd you go to this place? Or why are you hanging around with that bunch? And I told Phyllis, the Lord has allowed us to fellowship with different parts of the body of Christ. And we are never going to choose sides for one against another. So we stood up. We stood up in our little kitchen. And before the Lord, we said, we will never pick sides for one against another. No, if you're born again, you're part of the family. Is that right? And how many know there are good people all over this planet that love God? And they may not do things the way you do it, but who said everything you do is right? You know, I mean, it's an eye-opener. You get an education by fellowshipping with different parts of the body of Christ. I don't know why I said all that, but we believe it. Amen? That's the way we believe it. Well, in verse 35, John 13:35, by us loving each other as he has loved us, all men will know that we are his disciples if we have love one to another. It's not by our scripture quoting. It's not by our perfect church attendance. It's not by our giving. It's not by our tongue talking. It's not by our miracles that people will know we're a real Christian. What is it by? Our demonstrated love for each other. That's why the devil works so hard to create strife and to stir up problems between Christians and between churches and between ministries, because it ruins our witness and it undermines our effectiveness. You know, our outreach is not just our preaching. People watch us the way we live, and they're not interested in what we've got to say if they don't have confidence in our life. And so our life preaches more than anything. And it just completely undermines our testimony and our light when we fuss and fight with each other and are selfish and can't get along and all these splits and all these divisions. That's why the enemy works so hard about it. And I saw this some years ago, and this is one thing that we are extremely rigid about. In this church and in this ministry, we have zero tolerance for strife.
Amen.
None.
Amen.
None.
Hallelujah.
Now, I hope you don't doubt me on that, because ask any of my employees, ask any of the people at the church, and you'll find that this is a fact.
Amen.
There is no tolerance, because the Lord spoke this to me some years ago. He said, Keith, I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but distinctly inside me, he said, strife is the manifest presence of the devil.
That's right.
Think about it. Have you ever experienced it?
Yes.
You ever been in the middle of terrible strife?
Yes.
Isn't it awful?
Yes.
The environment, the feeling. And he said, peace is the manifest presence of God.
Amen.
He's the God of peace.
Hallelujah.
His peace is wonderful. That's what heaven is like.
Amen.
That's the environment of heaven is peace. The environment of hell is strife. I don't care who thinks they're wrong or right. I don't care what they thought had happened or who should have done this or that. Strife will be squelched.
Amen.
Has to be. Why? Elsewise, as the leader, I'm letting the devil manifest his presence in our church and ministry. I'm responsible not to let that happen.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Be that way in your house. Be that way in your house. Be that way in your family. Be that way in your business. How much tolerance for strife?
None.
Zero. None. That means we give the devil no place.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, look with me, please, in the 15th chapter. 15:9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Another way of saying that is stay in my love. Abide, live in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide or live in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide or live in his love. Everybody say, live in his love.
Live in his
love. You don't just live in Branson or Kimberling City or Harrison or Springfield, you live in here. Do you know what I mean by that? Geographic location is not what makes you happy. You live inside yourself. It's what's going on inside you that gives you the enjoyable environment or not. You see, a lot of people thinking, well, you know, I don't like this. I got to get out of here because I'm, you know, things are not going good and I don't enjoy life. So they move to another country or another place. And then they realize that when they get there, they're there. And they're still not happy. Why? Because you don't just live in Missouri or Texas or Pennsylvania. You live in your heart and in your mind.
Amen.
And if you're right with God and you got peace and joy inside, you could be sitting by the branch in a tent eating cold cornbread and wild onions and be full of joy.
Amen.
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 And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.